the state Supreme Court gives you the right to sue. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The Michigan Supreme Court says anyone can sue the state if they believe it's acting in a way that harms the environment. Jennifer Guerra has more on the recent ruling.
Nick Schreck is with the Great Lakes Environmental Law Center. He says if a company wants to do something like discharge treated wastewater into a creek or a river, for example, it needs a permit from the state to do so.
The way that our environmental laws work, you have to have a permit to pollute, as it were. That means that the state regulates the amount of pollution that's allowed into the waters of the state.
A law called the Michigan Environmental Protection Act, or MEPA, makes it possible for someone to sue the state for issuing that permit if they think it harms the environment. But a state Supreme Court ruling in 2004 took a restrictive view as to who had the right to sue under that law. That is, until last week's ruling by the Michigan Supreme Court, which says anyone can sue under MEPA.
Concerned citizens or environmental groups could essentially sue the State Department of Natural Resources and Environment over permitting decisions or failures in their permitting decisions for the state failing to adequately protect the environment.
That is, they can sue as long as they are sufficiently affected by the matter at hand. Schreck calls the ruling
a good decision for the environment, for now.
That's because the justices voted 4-3 in favor of the more liberal reading of the law. But when conservatives take back the court this month, that decision could be overturned. For the Environment Report, I'm Jennifer Guerra.
This is the Environment Report. So you've put away the ornaments and the tinsel and the lights, and you have that bare tree just sitting in your living room. It's not illegal in Michigan to throw your Christmas tree away, but a lot of cities and counties do recycle them and chip them up into mulch. Here's the tricky part. Some cities will pick up your tree at the curb, but only on one specific day. Others give you a two-week window, usually the first 2 weeks in January. The city of Ann Arbor canceled its curbside tree pickup this year to save money. Instead, people have to haul their tree to a drop-off station. Marcia Gray is the executive director of the Michigan Christmas Tree Association. She says the first thing you should do if you want to recycle your tree is call the people who pick up your trash.
You want to ask them if they do a separate collection for the trees. If they're collecting them separately from your regular trash, that means they're most likely recycling, probably chipping those trees into mulch. If they're collecting on the same time and they're going right into the bin, that means they will go to the landfill.
If your waste hauler won't recycle your tree, Gray says you can call your city or county offices, especially the parks and public works departments. She says many cities and towns now offer drop-off sites for tree recycling. Gray says tree recycling has been on the rise in Michigan over the past couple of years, and it's not just being used for mulch.
Some of the trees are actually sunk into ponds and streams for fish habitat, and they're actually worked into the sand and soil to prevent beach erosion in the wintertime.
And of course, you can get creative with your tree in your own backyard.
A lot of people will put them out if they have bird feeders to let the birds perch in near the feeder while they're waiting their turn. You can chip it yourself. Some people like to have the mulch for their own gardening purposes. I read some really weird and interesting ideas, including taking the branches and using the actual branch to create a stabilizer for plants.
She says you can also take a chainsaw to the tree and save the trunk to use as firewood. But there are a couple caveats. She says you do not want to burn the branches because they can spark. Also, you'll have to let that cut-up trunk sit in your log pile for about a year to season before you can burn it. You can learn more about reusing Christmas trees on our website, environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.